Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now for his weekly visit, his favorite part of the week and mine as well, your Executive Vice President and General Manager, Rick Smith. Did I get that right? It is your favorite, isn't it?
It is my favorite, Patty. I look forward to this all week long.
All right, well, then I've got you in a good mood. I'll hit you up with the stuff you probably least like to talk about. That, of course, is the big news of the week, the surgery and loss of Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a disappointment for everybody involved, for him, for us. He had some really lofty goals that he wanted to accomplish as a rookie. You know the impact that he could potentially have for our defense when you pair him with the guys up front. And so it was a loss, but I will say this, that the young man has a wonderful outlook on his rehab process, and that's the most important thing at this point. It was something that we knew was a possibility when he had the surgery back in September, and he tried to manage it throughout the course of the year. And it just, when it became apparent that the knee would not tolerate what was happening inside, we made a decision that the microfracture surgery was the right thing to do, consulted with Dr. Andrews. He agreed, and Dr. Lowe performed the surgery on Monday. It was successful by all accounts, and he is now into the recovery phase and then into the rehab phase, and we look forward to him coming back next year.
Well, and you might not be able to pinpoint this answer, but you hear rumors and you hear different things about microfracture surgery and what this means. But any kind of timetable you can give us as to what the process is, what he kind of has to go through, and what the future holds as far as him returning?
Well, not too dissimilar than any surgery. There's a recovery phase that he's going through. And the one thing that's specific about that particular surgery is there's a non-weight-bearing element to it, at least initially. And so he's got to go through a phase where he literally he can't put weight on it. And then he works into the rehab phase. But it's about an 8 to 9 month recovery and rehab phase. And it's a lot of work. He's committed to it, and we're confident that he will do all the things that he needs to do in order to get back out there on the field.
Well, while we're on the talk of injury, Andre Johnson, of course, went out in last week's game with the concussion. And not specifically to talk about him at this point, but can you take us through what concussion protocol actually is? What are some of those steps, and what's he going through this week?
Well, the minute that a player is diagnosed with a concussion, then he enters into what you describe as a concussion protocol. And there are several steps that the player has to progress through in order to be reinstated, for lack of a better way to put it. And the first one is just to show up symptom-free. And so he's got to come back where he doesn't exhibit any headaches, he doesn't have any dizziness, anything that would indicate that he still has any type of brain trauma. And then once they show up symptom-free, then we start to progress them from a physical standpoint. They have to go back and do the impact testing. They have to do all the balance testing, all the ways that we kind of do a baseline assessment of a guy's abilities. He has to be able to work through all of those measurements and return back to baseline.
With injuries and putting Jadeveon on IR, there's corresponding transactions. What were the transactions you made this week?
Well, Jason Ankara is now going to be active. We brought him up from our practice squad. If you remember, we had him. I mean, he did a nice job in the preseason, and we think he's a good young player. So he's going to have to go play. And that was a corresponding move, with the outside linebacker position. John Simon is a guy that we added earlier in the season. From Baltimore's practice squad, has done a nice job. And so at this point in the year, as you know, injuries happen in this league, and so you've got to have some depth on your football team, and you've got to count on guys to come in and take advantage of their opportunities, and that's what we're going to count on this weekend.
All right, let's talk about this weekend and what goes on between the lines. Your team has strung together a couple in a row. Need about three more. Just talk about the importance of this game and really the next three at this point of the season.
Well, as you mentioned, it is important, and it's been nice to win two games in a row and put two together. We'd like to be able to string some more along the line, and we have to in order for us to reach our goals. And our goals is, they always will be to chase a championship, and in order for us to do that, we're going to have to qualify for the playoffs. And so to give ourselves the best chance to do that, we think we need to win out. That's the mindset, that's the attitude that the players have, that the coaching staff has, and they understand that. And hopefully we can go up to Indianapolis and do something that we haven't done before.
Yeah, never doing that before in team history, it's kind of a cliche, but get that monkey off your back. But not only to do that, but to do this at this juncture, and what are some of the real challenges that you see from this team that they pose?
Well, the biggest challenge is the quarterback. Starts with him. He's a fantastic football player, very strong in the pocket, has a great arm, smart, understands, and has that clutch gene in him that when they need a play, he provides it for them. And so we've got to get after him. They're talented at the wide receiver position. Obviously, T.Y. Hilton has hurt us before. You know, and they're very sound. They're just a well-coached football team. We know this football team. They know us. And so it's a heck of a challenge for us. But we've got to go up and find a way to win the game.
Well, and you talk about Andrew Luck as a quarterback. I had a chance to sit down with your quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, earlier this week. And just talk about what you've seen from him in the last 2 weeks. He really has noticed a difference in himself for these last two games versus the first nine that he started this year.
Well, and I think the confidence that he has and the command that he has on the offense has improved. And I think his level of comfort comes out in his play at this point. And so, you know, this so much about this game, particularly that position, is about confidence. And I think he has more confidence. I think the time that he sat and watched was a benefit to him. And I think, you know, and also gave him motivation so when he came back and had his second opportunity to play again, you know, he's maximizing that. And I'm proud of him, and he's going to have to continue to play well for us to win.
All right, Rick, thank you so much. As always, we have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hit the road, Verizon Wireless, with DeAndre Hopkins. Stay with us.